Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's time for the good stuff. We're going to take a break out of your normal crazy busy schedule. Just relax for the next 5 minutes, maybe even prepare yourself to laugh a little bit.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Well, that pretty much sums up the Tri-State Livestock News, offering all of that and much more every Saturday. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? You can also check it out online at tsln.com, but Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Hey, do you love to be in the great outdoors? Imagine living where you can hunt, fish, and boat along the Niobrara River or on Merritt Dam or any of the lakes around. We've got North Star Electric right in Valentine looking for skilled electricians with a journeyman license or eager apprentices to join their vibrant community. You must have a valid driver's license. North Star Electric isn't just a job, it's a lifestyle. Power your passion in a place you'll love to call home. Connect with them at mamnorthstar@gmail.com.
Well, you know that daylight savings time is coming up this weekend, right?
It is.
So let's see, spring ahead, fall back. So set your clocks ahead about 2 a.m. Saturday morning local time. Well, I've got a list of some things, some funnies about daylight savings time.
There's nothing funny about daylight savings time in the spring.
You might want to jot these down. Daylight savings time on Sunday should always be followed by a national holiday on Monday.
Yes.
There you go. Also, the hour I lost today was the hour I was planning on going to the gym. Darn.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes, it's daylight savings time. The clock in my car will finally be correct.
Yep. And now is the time to find out how to reset the clock on your microwave.
That's right. It's National How Do I Change the Clock on My Microwave Day.
There we go.
All right. A couple other ones of those in there. Don't forget to adjust all the clocks that you never look at because you have a phone that tells you everything.
That's right.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Soon you'll be here at 4 p.m. How about that?
That's the fall one.
That's true. Number 11 on my list here. Just a reminder for your weekend. Monday will be happening an hour earlier. And number 12, why can't we move the clocks forward by an hour on Friday at 4 p.m.?
That's right. That's a good point. Yeah.
And once again, Saturday will be its National How Do I Change the Clock on My Microwave Day. Just a few humorous things to get us through this weekend where we start daylight savings time.
That's right. There we go. Always a challenge. It's a good thing, though, in the fall. I like that one. I adjust to that one much easier. When told the reason for daylight savings time, an old Indian said, only the government would believe that you could cut a foot off the top of a blanket, sew it to the bottom, and have a longer blanket.
That's true. You know, it's been an ongoing debate. I can't remember what year daylight savings time started, but it's an ongoing debate on whether it's really necessary or not. Some parts of certain states don't observe it. Some parts of the country, like Arizona, I don't think they deserve. They observe it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No. So, you know, and a lot of states now are talking about opting out of that. Just keep it normal. Let it sunrise, sunset. There you go.
I've got a bunch of history to go to back you up on what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay. History sometimes gives Benjamin Franklin credit for daylight savings time because he wrote a satirical essay in 1784. His story jokingly suggested that people in Paris should change their sleep schedules to save money on candles and lamp oil, but nothing came of it. However, hunting bugs finally got things rolling toward adopting daylight savings time. George Hudson. You ever heard of George Hudson?
Was he from the Hudson Bay Company?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
Nope, he was an entomologist from New Zealand. Well, he has a much bigger impact on our lives than you would believe.
Okay.
Okay, so he liked to hunt bugs after his day job at the Wellington Post Office, but it got dark too soon. So in 1895, he came up with a two-hour time shift. When he proposed it to the Royal Society of New Zealand, they rejected the proposal, but the idea started to spread. So it goes like this. In 1916, 2 years into World War I, Germany became the first to implement daylight savings time as fuel-saving measures. And March 9th, 1918, the United States enacted its first daylight savings law, and Canada followed suit. Hawaii and Arizona, except for parts of the Navajo Nation, opted out. So, 1918.
That's when we started all this mess?
Yes.
That's been over 100 years. Wow.
I know. Can you believe? I thought it happened like in the 60s. Why did I get that?
Well, tune in. You might find out the rest of the story on The Good Stuff.